I'm gonna play you One Eyed Rosie. Play a tune called Betty Baker now. I think how it goes. May not ever think of it, you know.
Fiddle students, I think some of the classes you've been using some of the alternate tunings, and we've been calling this tuning A tuning, but in actuality we're tuning the high strings down a whole tone. But we're doing this very economically. We're not going to break any strings. At least we hope we're not.
Play your Callahan.
Okay.
Now, these tunes, most of them I've been playing, I've got track of them close to 200 years. Some of them that I'm playing, that I played today right here, I've got track of them back close to 200 years.
Did you learn them as a young man?
As a young boy.
Is there a story that goes with that last tune there?
Yeah, there's a story, but I don't know it. Couldn't tell you, you know. I've heard the little story, but I don't know how it is. That, it didn't stick, you know.
That particular version is your father's version.
Yeah, that's my daddy's version. No. Now I'll give you the tune Sandy Land.
This is a, I think it's a little rhyme that if you can get cooperation from people that know it, it's fairly dirty. It's called Peckerwood. That's about all I know for it.
I wouldn't play no dirty tune.
Sing it, you mean. You play it, you won't sing it.
Thank you.
have no regular rhythm, like a church song or maybe just a song?
Well, I have played them, but I don't follow it. I played them, but I don't follow it, play them. So I wouldn't try it here in front of these good fiddlers, okay. You know.
That last piece sounds like a fiddling John Carson. Is that somebody that you would listen
to? No, I never did hear it. I don't reckon I ever heard it. Let's see.
How about Jenny and the Cotton Patch? Let me tell them a little something about this before you go on here. Let me have this. Okay. This next tune, some fiddlers here will recognize this as... Well, no, I did that because you, before I get done talking, you start playing.
I'm in a hurry.
He's in a hurry. Some of you fiddlers will recognize this as a Fiddlin' John Carson tune, which he called Cotton Eye Joe. Clyde has this, it's fairly similar anyhow. And Clyde has this from his father, and it's called Jenny and the Cotton Patch. And here's your bow back, Clyde.
Thank you. I guess they was ever born, don't you? I never listened to them fellers. Never listened to nothing, didn't. Just picked up around through the country. I never listened to John Carson, none of them fellers.
Can you name some of the people that you did learn your music from?
Yeah, I can name a few of them. I probably can't name them all. There was Sound Bell, Harson Ramsey, Leonard Ruford, Dick Burnett, and...
What about some of the fiddlers at the town square, Clyde? You'd walk into town.
And some more I can't think of. Well, my daddy, he's a good fiddler too, you know. And a few more around could play, but not good.
You also played banjo?
Used to, yeah.
Clyde, you want to try getting upstairs?
If I can get over it, I will. Try anything if I can do it.
Okay.
Getting up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Brad's going to retune the fiddle a little different. He's going to run the E string down to what, if we were in normal pitch, it'd be called C sharp. Our Drunken Hiccups tuning, or as modern fiddlers call Black Mountain Rag tuning.
And hiccups. Any drunkards in here, they are hold up your hand. Can't sing.
Oh, that's real free.
It'd be worse than a dog barking if I was trying to sing. Lord, yeah.
I've heard some pretty good dogs barking.
I've heard a few I like very well, but not many. What do you say?
That's for Black Snake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, which is maybe the case.
People that want to know how this is tuned, it's I think we're about a whole tone lower than concert pitch right now for whatever reasons. It's the low string would be D, lowered to D, The next string is left at D, and the next string is left at A, and the E string is run down to D, what you call Bonaparte's retreat tuning. I think we're close to C pitch, though,
in
right now.
In other words, it's in the key of D.
Right.
Make it plain. No, not go all about that. Just tell it like it is.
But these people, by these people are going to go home with 15 or 20 tapes, and they're going to hear some you saying it's in the key of D, and then they're going to pull their hair out.
Yes, in other words, I'd feel sorry for them if they should do that. Am I ready to play?
Yeah, which one do you want to play?
I can't sit that sounding right. About it, just a little, about all I know about it, not enough to tell, you know.
Sally's Retreat.
Civil War song. Thank you.
performance.
I hate to quit, but I'm going to have to. They're forcing me off the stage. Thank all of you. Again. Yeah. I'm proud of that myself.